The axolotl up close. I'm only 6 to 12 inches, 15 to 30 centimeters long. The axolotls are not very big animals. They're usually black or brown, although some are white, like the one in the in this picture.
Axolotls grow new legs and tail.
I'm gonna point to the letter. I want you to make this sound.
Are trying to understand this amazing
see the feathery
process
on they on either side of the axolotl's head. Those are actually gills. Gills.
The answer might
which are used for breathing. These gills are
one day.
One of the things that make axolotls
people
special.
Can already
fun facts.
A few body parts,
some people call axolotls Mexican fish or water monsters. In aquariums, they can live to be 15 years old. These
leg
feathery wisps
the way that
are the axolotls' gills.
If scientists can figure out how axolotls can regrow their legs or their body parts. Maybe people can someday do it too. That's why scientists all around the world
axolotls
are studying axolotls.
And
since
there
were
eight ants.
So
like frogs, toads, and other salamanders. Unlike other amphibians, however, axolotls lose their gills. However, never lose their gills. Many salamanders lose their gills when they become adults. Most salamanders grow up, live on land, and breathe with lungs. Axolotls grow little legs like other salamanders, but they never go on land. They live their whole lives in water, just like fish. They breathe through the gills. This means axolotls never leave the waters of Lake Xochimilco. Xochimilco
is the
everything
last
they need, food, and a way to breathe. Other axolotls is
the
right there in the water.
Is it too late to save the lake and its axolotls? Little by little, people.
It is. The axolotl's big secret. Besides their gills, axolotls have one more thing that makes them special. It is not their unusual looks. Like if a fish bites off an axolotl's leg or tail, the axolotl can regrow a new one. If this special animal can even regrow missing parts of its brain or spine. However, how do axolotls grow new legs and tails? Scientists
are
trying to understand this amazing process. The answer might help people one day. People can already regrow a few body parts, such as the way, skin or fingertips. But people can't grow back a whole new leg the way that axolotls can. If scientists can figure out how axolotls do this, can regrow their body parts, maybe people could do it someday do it too. That's why scientists all around the world are studying axolotls, since there are so few axolotls left in the lake. Xochimilco. Scientists study them in aquariums, regrowing like. Scientists like this one are trying to learn how the axolotl can regrow body parts. A race to save a habitat.
Because,
well, axolotls might help people in the future. People need to help axolotls now. Like, Xochimilco is the axolotl's last habitat or natural home. The question is it too late to save, like, the lake and axolotls? Little by little, people are trying to clean up the polluted water of Xochi. Like, Xochimilco. One group...
in the lake, they're doing it.
One group of scientists is creating protected areas in the lake just for axolotls. These are called preserves. The scientists use leafy plants and sand to help keep out pollution and enemy fish in the protected areas like these. More axolotls can survive, but with so few axolotls left, there are these rescue efforts too late? Only time will tell. I...